It's time for America's original favorite pastime. It's American Legion Baseball on your home for Northeast Kansas sports, Kansaland Radio. Kansaland Radio.
Some peanuts and Cracker Jack. I don't care if I never get back. I don't mean to say. 'Cause it's one, two, three strikes, you're out at the old ball game.
Welcome you back to Wasena after a brief break. The 2022 Kansas American Legion Baseball Zone 1AA tournament wraps up with one more game here tonight. Hiawatha in a must-win scenario in game number one. Beat Doniphan County by a score of 9-1. If you're just joining us, missing that great ball game from Hiawatha starting pitcher Joel Bryan, who was our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game, as he pitched a 7-inning complete game, allowing just 3 hits, 1 run. He piled up 8 strikeouts in just 1 walk. He also had an RBI single and a run scored at the plate. Hiawatha getting out to an early lead by plating 3 in the second. They would add 4 in the fourth and 2 more in the sixth. And Joel Bryan again, as we mentioned, absolute nails on the hill, holding Doniphan County to just 3 hits and 1 run in what was a must-win game for Hiawatha to force now what is a winner-take-all ball game here in the nightcap. The winner will win the tournament and move on to the state tournament in Topeka coming up next week. Just the 5th loss for Doniphan County here this summer. They dropped to 28-5. Hiawatha with that win in game one. Now 14-10. Hiawatha putting together one of their best seasons in recent memory, their first winning season here this summer since 2006. They do switch sides, and saying that meaning that Doniphan County will be the away team here in this nightcap. Hiawatha will be the road team, so Doniphan County will bat first. And let's dive into the lineups for this winner-take-all tournament championship game here in Wasena. Doniphan County will lead things off. Cooper Eberle, he'll play short, bat number one. Charlie Grable will bat second. He will catch. Cole Franken batting third. He is in center field. Preston Christensen will be in left field. He is batting fourth. Kobe Davis will get the nod. He is pitching for DC. He will bat fifth. Gavin Fumler in right field. He bats sixth. Alex Leibel at third base, batting seventh. Brock Studer will be at first base and bat eighth. And then Ryder Davis will play second base, and he will bat ninth. So again, for Doniphan County here in the winner-take-all ball game, Cooper Eberle at short, Charlie Grable catching, Cole Franken in center field, Preston Christensen in left, Kobe Davis pitching, Gavin Fumler in right, Alex Leibel at third, Brock Studer at first, and Ryder Davis will be at second base. For Hiawatha, they will lead things off with Ashton Rocky. He'll be in center field. Carson Bredemeyer will bat second and will play left field. Xavier Oldham batting third. He's playing third. Sam Dunn, the cleanup man, he'll play shortstop. Joel Bryan, our reigning player of the game, he is going to play first base and bat fifth. Tyler Willick will get the nod. He will pitch and bat sixth. Batting seventh, Tyler Davis, he'll catch. Cooper Jacobson is in right field batting eighth. And Josh Smith batting ninth, and he will be at second base. So again, for Hiawatha, Ashton Rocky in center, Carson Bredemeyer in left, Xavier Oldham at third, Sam Dunn at shorts, Joel Bryan at first, Tyler Willick is pitching, Tyler Davis is catching, Cooper Jacobson in right, and Josh Smith will be at second base. So Hiawatha will be the home team, and Tyler Willick gets the ball as we are, again, just moments away from the first pitch. Legion Baseball here on KNCA, brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K, helping you get there safe. Also, Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu for more information. Time CS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers, and Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. Sports.com. Colin Feldkamp in studio, Brandon Tamman with you. It all comes down to this one ball game to determine the tournament champion and who will represent our area in the Legion State Baseball Tournament, which will take place next week. Again, Tyler Willick, the pitcher for Hiawatha. They'll be the home team in this nightcap. And Doniphan County, again, suffering just their fifth loss here this summer. And the second loss to Hiawatha, lost earlier in the summer, a ball game you heard on KNZA. So two losses now for DC to Hiawatha. And now it all comes down to this, as it'll be Cooper Everly, Charlie Grable, and Cole Franken to lead things off for Doniphan County again in this ball game. Now, it's been a wild ride. The tournament started on Saturday, and we wrap up here on Wednesday night. Again, both teams with great fan support here tonight, and what should be a fantastic ball game. I know Hiawatha pretty much controlled from the jump game one with a 9-1 win, but everything changes now as the winner moves on to state, and it will be Cooper Everly to lead things off. He was 0-for-3 in game one. And Tyler Willick gets the nod here for Hiawatha in this winner-take-all. And his first pitch is in there for strike number one. So diving right into it. The lights are on here in Wathena. Temperature's cooling down a touch. Beautiful night here for this baseball game. Ground ball, shortstop side. Dunn has it on a hop, and he tripped over his own foot. Does he still record the out? He does. So a nice heads-up play by Sam Dunn. It was a routine ground ball, and right before he made the throw to first, he kind of stumbled over himself, had to gather, and then throw a rocket shot to first, and just in time to record the first out. So one up, one down, and now the catcher, Charlie Grable, takes one upstairs for ball one. Charlie, 1-for-3, had a single in that first ball game, one of Doniphan County's three hits. Willick's next pitch, a little bit outside, makes it two balls and no strikes. And the 2-0, hit towards left field. Bredemeyer has it, sizing it up to make the catch. Two up and two down here in the top of the first. Now Cole Franken, the center fielder, he was over game one, playing in center field, batting from the right side against Tyler Willick, who's trying to put together a quick 1-2-3 top of the first. Willick sets and fires to Franken. This one's hit well towards right center field. Ashton Rocky, though, moving to his left and makes the catch in the gap for out number three. And 1-2-3, down goes Doniphan County in the top of the first. Half an inning played, no score.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
County down in order, 1-2-3 in the top of the first. No score. To the bottom of inning number one we go, as Hiawatha will go with Ashton Rocky, Carson Bredemeyer, and Xavier Oldham. And then Sam Dunn, if one of those three are able to get on, against Doniphan County's Kobe Davis, who gets the ball here in this winner-take-all championship game of this 1AA zone tournament in Wathena. Starting Saturday, ending tonight. With a great crowd on hand, Hiawatha and a must win in game one. Beat Doniphan County 9-1 to get to this opportunity here in the nightcap. So So Ashton Rocky will step in against Kobe Davis. Ashton was 1-for-3, a single, an RBI, and a run scored in game number one. That's from the right side. Kobe's first pitch is drilled towards shallow center field, and it drops in for a hit right in front of Franken. And one pitch, and Ashton Rocky with a sharp single to center, and he's on with nobody out. Now it'll bring up Carson Bredemeier, the left fielder. He was 0-for-3, a walk, scored a couple of runs in the first game, also reached on an error. Davis quickly now out of the stretch, and the first pitch just a bit outside for ball one. Hiawatha jumped out, scoring 3 in the second inning that first game. And it was more than enough going on to that 9-1 victory. Next pitch was outside. Bredemeier now in front, 2-0. Bats from the right side. Davis, a right-handed thrower. Out of the stretch. Glance at first. Rocky stays. Next pitch is low. Ball 3. Bredemeier takes low for ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk, and the first two batters have reached here in the bottom of the first. Rocky with a single, Bredemeier with a walk, and now first and second with nobody out. Here's Xavier Oldham, the third baseman. Now an opportunity for Hiawatha to once again jump out first here on Doniphan County. 2 on and nobody out. No score, bottom of the first. Davis's first pitch, just a little bit inside. It's 1-0. Rocky sent the first pitch of the game from Davis to center field. Since then, 5 straight balls thrown by Kobe Davis. Make it 6. Next one's outside. It's now 2-0 here to Oldham. Doniphan County, they've been the top team all summer, the top seed in this tournament. Getting everything and a little bit more from this Hiawatha squad here tonight. And that next pitch is low and inside. It's now 3-0 on Xavier Oldham. With Sam Dunn due up next. There's a strike right down the middle by Kobe Davis. And the count now 3-1. Lible defensively at third. Everly at short. Ryder Davis at second. Studer at first. And now here's one that's slapped into right field for a base hit. They're going to send the runner, Ashton Rocky, around third, and the throw is cut off, and Hiawatha jumps out to a 1-0 lead. Oldham with an RBI single. Bredemeier goes first to third. Oldham drives in a run, and Hiawatha picking up where they left off in game number one. Now brings up Sam Dunn, who had 2 hits in game one, including a home run. He's got first and third with nobody out. Hiawatha out to a 1-0 lead. Davis's pitch, ground ball left side, and it's under the legs of Lible and into left for a hit. A run comes in. They'll give an error to Lible at third base. And it's now 2-0 Hiawatha. Oldham goes to second. Dunn reaching on the air by Lible at third. Still nobody out. Joel Bryan steps in, who was our player of the game with 7-inning complete game on the mound and a must win. He had 8 strikeouts and gave up just 1 run and 3 hits. He also had an RBI single. He takes one for strike one. The second pitch a little bit outside, and it's 1-1. So a single, a walk, a single, and an error to start here for Hiawatha as Bryan rips at that one and fouls it away. It's 1-2. With Tyler Willett due up next, Hiawatha picking up where they left off in game number one. Action fires. Oh, and it rides up, and that drills Bryan in the elbow. That could not have felt very good, riding in pain to first base. And the bases are nobody out. Holden to third, Dunn to second. Bryan hit by the pitch. He's at first. And now Willink, a big opportunity here as they're checking on Bryan at first to make sure he's okay. Davis is a hard thrower, and that one drilled Bryan in the elbow. So a quick pause in the action. He's hunched over, shaking off that left hand, left elbow. Make sure he's okay. So they're giving him a minute to kind of walk that one out. And seems to be all good. And just shaking it out a little bit. And now the infield pushing in a little bit for Doniphan County is now Hiawatha threatening for a fairly big inning here in the bottom of the first. They have already scored two. The bases are loaded with still nobody out. First pitch to Willick is going to be fouled out of play down the right field line. And it's 0-1. Willick, 0-3 in game one. He was hit by a pitch and scored a run. Davis's next pitch missing a little bit low and inside. It's one ball and one strike. Davis fires. Ground ball. Right to second base. Ryder Davis off his glove. He can make the play to first. He does for the out. But another run is in. 3-0 on the RBI ground out by Tyler Willick as Oldham scores from third. Dunn goes to third. Bryan's at second base. And Tyler Davis, the catcher, who did not play in game one, is catching for Willick in game two. He shows bunt, puts it down, but it's foul. For the count, no balls and one strike. So three runs have scored. It's a 3-0 Hiawatha lead. One out. Still have runners at second and third. They got Dunn at third, Bryan at second. That one is up and in. He was showing bunt again, but pulled it back, and it's now one ball and one strike. He'll show bunt again, and he puts it down, and it's right back to Kobe Davis, and he's going to try to throw to third, and not in time, so everyone's going to be safe. Could have had a chance to get the out at first. Davis lays down the bunt. And the bases are loaded once again, and now it's up to Cooper Jacobson. So a quick pause here. Looks like we'll get a courtesy runner at first base for Tyler Davis. It'll be Caden Strecker comes out of the dugout for Hiawatha. So 3-0, and now Jacobson swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one. Jacobson 1-for-3, an RBI single and a run scored in the game one win. He's got the bases loaded with one out. And a foul ball here, and drops the count to 0-2. The courtesy runner, Strecker, is at first base. Bryan at second, Dunn at third. Jacobson at the plate, but he's down 0-2. Three runs on three hits here in the bottom of the first for Hiawatha. They're out to a 3-0 lead and a chance for more. Fastball that's a little bit upstairs, one ball and two strikes. And the 1-2. Ground ball, high chopper, right side, fielded by Ryder Davis. The play is the first, but another run is in. 4-0, Hiawatha on the RBI ground out by Cooper Jacobson. Is Dunn scores from third. So Hiawatha batting around here in the first. Here's the number 9 hitter, Josh Smith. Bryan moves over to third. Courtesy runner Strecker at second. This is a big at bat. Base hit could score two. Fouls it straight back, does Josh Smith, and the count's 0-1. Smith with 0-2, an RBI and a walk in game number one, playing second base after he played right field in game one. And he fouls another one straight back. And he is down in the count 0-2. So the first four who came up here for Hiawatha have scored here at the inning. RBIs by Willett, Jacobson, and Oldham. And there's one that gets away, and it gets to the backstop. Here's a play at the plate, not in time. Bryan scores on the wild pitch. It's now 5-0. Strecker moves up to third base. And the count now 1-2 on Josh Smith. What a first inning here for Hiawatha. So a runner at third, two down. 1-2 count, and there's a swing and a miss, strike three, but the damage done in the bottom of the first. Five runs on three hits, and Hiawatha just jumped out to a 5-0 lead here early on KNCA.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
Kansaland Radio.
Hiawatha carrying over the momentum from game one as they play five in the bottom of the first inning here against Doniphan County. A 5-0 lead as we start the second in this winner-take-all championship game of this Legion Zone tournament in Wathena. Tyler Willick back to work. Preston Christensen will lead things off for Doniphan County here at the second, and he takes one high for ball one. A walk and a single in the first game for Christensen. He lifts this one towards right field. Jacobson coming in on it. Now making a step back, and he makes the catch. So kind of an awkward route to make that catch. Nonetheless, first out recorded. That'll bring up Kobe Davis. So Kobe Davis steps in. He was 0-for-3 in game one. He had a strikeout, a fly out, and a ground out. First pitch by Tyler Willick is fouled back for strike one. So Doniphan County is going to have to put something together here. It's still very early. A lot of game to be played here in this winner-take-all ball game, but it's a five spot for Hiawatha in the first. Now this one's ripped towards left field, and that's a hit. So on an 0-1 count, Kobe Davis comes through, and that's Doniphan County's first hit. He's on with one out. That'll bring up the right fielder, Gavin Fumler. Some would say keep the line moving if you're Doniphan County. See if they can put something together here in the second. As Willick, for the first time, will have to work out of the stretch. Kobe Davis at first after the single with one out. Willick's first pitch in there for a strike. Fumler 0-for-3 in game one. Willick a quick soft toss back to first. Bryan holding him on. Fumler did reach on an error in game one, and now he hits this one well towards center. Ashton Rocky working back in front of the fence, and he does make the catch, not far in front of the fence, for out number two, and Davis trots back into first base. So now it's up to Alex Leibel to keep the line moving. Two outs, one on. He drove in the lone run in game one with an RBI single in the second. Davis goes, there's the throw, and it's low, and it's going to trot into center field, so that's going to allow Davis to get up to third base. A throw is in, but a little bit late, so a low throw by the catcher, Tyler Davis, allowing Kobe Davis to take third. Now base hit could score a run here for Doniphan County. See if Lible can come through. Next pitch is upstairs. Now two balls and no strikes. And a sharp shot to the first base side and right to Joel Bryan, who snags it for the third out. So Doniphan County will leave a runner stranded at third. We've played 1.5, 5-0 Hiawatha.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Kansaland Radio.
To the bottom of the second, Hiawatha leading Doniphan County 5-0 here on KNZA in this winner-take-all 1AA Zone Tournament Championship here in Wathena tonight. Colin Feldkamp in studio, Brandon Salmon with you. In 5-0 Hiawatha, they batted around in the first. Kobe Davis back to work. Ashton Rocky will lead things off. Takes one low for ball one. Let off that 5-run first inning with a single and a run scored. Next pitch in the dirt, ball two. 2-0 here to Ashton Rocky. RBIs from Oldham, Willick, and Jacobson, and now a high fly ball down the right field line into foul territory, and unable to make the play as Studer and Fumbler converging on it. And everyone moves back to position, and the count now 2-1 on Rocky. Doniphan County had a chance in their first, or I should say second at bat, to get a run across. They left a runner stranded at third. Next pitch in there on the outside corner. Good location there by Davis. And the count evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kick and fire by Davis. Ground ball left side, and it's through the hole for a base hit. Ashton Rocky, clutch as they come here in that at bat on a 2-2 count, slicing one between Lavelle and Everly on the left side of the infield into left field. He is 2 for 2. That brings up Carson Bredemeyer. Bredemeyer walked and scored in the 5-run first. Davis back to the stretch. Fires the first pitch off speed, outside for ball one. Not much of a lead over there. Studer holding Rocky at first. Davis fires. Pitches low and inside for ball two. Bredemeyer has seen 6 pitches so far by Kobe Davis. They've all missed the strike zone. Here's the 2-0 inside, and a steal attempt, and the throw is going to get into center field, but Rocky no advance to third. And the count now 3-0 on Bredemeyer as Rocky is up into scoring position with nobody out. The catcher, Charlie Grable, on that throw, and the pitch is high, ball four. So Bredemeier has been up to bat twice. He has walked twice on four straight pitches. And now Grable going out to talk to Kobe Davis, as really got to try to buckle down here if you're Donovan County. Hiawatha now threatening again here in the second, already with a 5-0 lead. Rocky at second, Bredemeier at first with nobody out. Xavier Oldham, who drove in a run with an RBI single in his first at-bat. He'll hit it right side. Ryder Davis to second for one on first, and it gets away, and that's going to get a run in. So an out's recorded, but a low throw by the shortstop, Everly, gets away, and Rocky scores from third, and it's now 6-0 in favor of Hiawatha. So now it's Oldham at second base with one out. First pitch to Sam Dunn is in there for a strike. So Oldham reaching on the fielder's choice and then getting to second base on the air. High the shortstop, Everly. Now pitch missing low, ball one. Dunn reached on an error, scored in the first. He homered in game one. Stands up there with a 1-1 count. Ground ball left side. It's bounced off Leibel. Kicks to his left. And it's going to be safe at first base, as that'll be an error on Alex Leibel. So twice Dunn has reached on errors by Leibel at third. Third error of the ball game for Donovan County. That'll bring up Joel Bryan. With Oldham at second, Dunn at first, with still one out in the inning, one is scored, 6-0, the Hiawatha lead. And a high fly ball, but it's going to tail out of play. Bryan was hit on the elbow in his first at bat. Now he's got a pad on that elbow after taking a fastball up there in his first at bat. Count 0-1 to him. Hiawatha threatening for more. There's a pitch that's inside. Bryan skips out of the way. And it's one ball and one strike. So a single, a walk, a fielder's choice mixed in with a couple of errors here in this inning. First and second, one out. So now a pause in the action. Davis steps off the rubber. Looks Oldham back to second. Dunn is at first. Bryan at the plate with the count 1-1. Outside, two balls and one strike. So far in this game, plus going back, it's a 15-1 Hiawatha advantage counting the first game and what we got now. The next pitch in there for a strike. Two balls and two strikes here on Bryan. Can Davis buckle down here and get a key out? Here's the pitch. Ground ball, right side, through the hole and into right field for a hit. They're going to send Oldham around third. Here's the throw, not in time, and another RBI for Joel Bryan. It is 7-0 Hiawatha. Dunn goes first to third, and the inning continues. Two more have scored. And is a 7-0 Hiawatha advantage. Still just one out in the inning. Tyler Willick had an RBI ground out in his first at bat. And now he hits this foul down the first baseline. And the count is 0-1. Certainly somewhat stunner here early on in game two. And now ripped into right center field. Willick puts one down, and another run is in, and it skips away by Franken in center field. It's going to be a double, and they'll hold the runner at third. And just like that, another hit, another RBI. It's 8-0 Hiawatha. Willick drives in his second. Tyler Davis steps in, and he's got an RBI chance here. Second and third, still one out. He'll put a bunt down. It goes straight to the pitcher, Kobe Davis. Nobody's covering first, and everyone is safe. Studer came charging in on that bunt, and you had Ryder Davis at second. Nobody was there, and everyone is safe, and the bases are loaded. So now Cooper Jacobson with the bases loaded and one out. 8-0 Hiawatha here in the bottom of the second. Jacobson takes the strike. It's 0-1. He had an RBI ground out in his first at bat. A huge opportunity here to keep this momentum rolling. Davis's next pitch low and inside. Makes it 1-1. Bryant at third, Willick at second. And the next pitch in there for a strike. It's 1-2. Strecker's at first, the courtesy runner for Davis. Kobe Davis here trying to get a key out. It's 1-2, and the pitch is outside. Makes it 2-2. 8 runs on 6 hits so far. Bases are loaded still with one out. Davis's pitch. Kind of a check swing, but it goes right back to Davis. The play is at home for the out, so they get the lead run. Bases will still be loaded now with two outs. So they get Bryan at home. Jacobson reaching on the fielder's choice. So Willick moves to third. Strecker to second. Jacobson at first, and now Josh Smith, who struck out his first time up. The base is loaded and two outs. Three more have scored in the inning for Hiawatha. It's an 8-0 advantage. Davis's pitch. Outside corner, strike number one. So for the second consecutive inning, Hiawatha bats around against Kobe Davis. Here's the 0-1. Swung on and missed. Count no balls and two strikes. So now Josh Smith really needs to protect. See if Davis comes back with the heat. Off speed and swung on and missed. And another strikeout for Davis. But three more runs score for Hiawatha. At the end of two, Hiawatha 8, Donovan County nothing.
Anderson Meats in Troy is looking to hire some extra help. If you've worked in the meat cutting business before, or if you'd like to look on your experience, Anderson Meats are also taking future appointments for meat processing, so give them a call and set up your appointment. Soon they'll be opening their retail sales area to the public. Keep listening for the details. Anderson Meats in Troy on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Hiawatha gets three more runs in the bottom of the second, extending their lead on Donovan County to 8-0 as we start inning number three. Tyler Willick, plenty of cushion so far. He'll face 8-9-1 in the order for D.C. Brock Studer, Ryder Davis, and Cooper Eberle. In this championship winner-take-all, Hiawatha got to a second game with Donovan County, winning the first one tonight, 9-1. And now they have jumped out to an 8-0 lead here as we start the third and game number two. Brock Studer will lead things off. He was 0-for-3, a couple of strikeouts in game one. He'll lead things off against the righty Tyler Willick, who fires the pitch outside for ball number one. Defensively in the infield, Oldham at third, Dunn at short. Smith at second, Bryan at first. There's a swing and a miss by Studer, and it's now 1-1. Willick fires quickly in there for strike two. So Studer now down in the count, one ball and two strikes. And the pitch. And it's hit well towards center field. Rocky coming in on it, and he'll make the catch for out number one. That'll bring up Ryder Davis, the number nine hitter. So Willick looking strong here through the first time in the Donovan County order. He's given up just one hit to this point. First pitch is low for ball one. Ryder Davis, two at-bats in the first game. He struck out both times against Joel Bryan, who had eight strikeouts in that ball game. Next pitch missing as well. Two balls and no strikes. Credit to Willick. He's essentially catched four games in 3 days in what's been incredibly hot temperatures, and now he's asked to obviously pitch a tournament clinching game here in the nightcap, and he has pitched well so far. Just swing and a miss. Count 2-1. Make it 2-2. Another swing and a miss. So after a 2-0 count, back-to-back swings and misses by Ryder Davis evens the count. Two balls and two strikes. And the 2-2 popped up right side. Smith, the second baseman, on it, and confusion with the right fielder Jacobson, and it falls in for a hit. Both converging on it, and at the last second, they both pull up, and it falls in between them for the second hit for Donovan County. And at the top of the order, it's Cooper Eberle. So a single by Davis. Eberle grounded out his first time up. He steps in with a runner on and one out. First pitch missing upstairs. One ball and no strikes. Donovan County, you got to do everything you can to get on the board and keep the line moving. Next pitch in there for strike number one. One ball and one strike. This one's a jam shot left side, hits the ground, Oldham at third to first to Bryan in time. Now a runner going to third, and it gets away. So a runner at third now with two down. As Davis goes first to third, they get Eberle out at first. So now two outs for Charlie Grable. So Ryder Davis at third base with two outs. It's up to Charlie Grable to try to bring him home and get Donovan County on the board. Hiawatha with an 8-0 lead here in the top of the third. After a 9-1 victory in game number one, which forced this winner-take-all game two. Willick fires to Grable. It's in there for a strike. And the count 0-1. Willick's next pitch, ground ball right side, playable on a hop. First baseman Bryan to Willick covering first, and they get the out, and the runner is stranded. 2.5 in the books. Hiawatha with an 8-0 lead on Donovan County. We're back in a moment.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by Ryan Meininger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha for great insurance rates and other financial services. Kirkwood & Company Restaurants and Sports Bar in Highland, open 7 days a week with great specials. Holt House Auto House in Fairview, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? And Citizens State Bank and Trust in Hiawatha. Colin Fellkamp in studio, Brandon Tamman with you from Wapena. This winner-take-all zone tournament championship game has Hiawatha leading Donovan County 8-0 as we start the bottom of the third. Hiawatha batting around in the first two innings. They scored 5 in the first, 3 more in the third. Kobe Davis set to go back to work for Donovan County. As Hiawatha has just been on another level here tonight, they beat Donovan County in game one 9-1 to get this opportunity in the nightcap, and they are taking full advantage here so far. Still a lot of game to be played. Ashton Rocky will lead things off. He has singled twice and has scored twice, so a good start for him in game number two. And a ground ball left side, swinging at the first pitch, but it's foul. And the count is 0-1. He also had a single and an RBI in the first game tonight. And a check swing in there for strike number two. So Rocky needs to protect down 0-2. And the 0-2. Ground ball, left side, but foul. Just staying alive on a pitch that was low and away, and Rocky just got a piece. So we'll do it again. That's 0-2. Bredemeyer, Oldham will follow. Here in the bottom of the third, Hiawatha, the home team in this second game, and on the 0-2, it's popped up in the infield. Everly, the shortstop, and can't make the play. Ryder Davis at second kind of came in on it, but Everly was there to make the play, and it hit her start here in the third. Carson Bredemeyer, he has walked twice and has scored once. He takes one across the plate for strike number one. 8-0 Hiawatha here in the bottom of the third. Rocky at first, nobody out. Ground ball right side. Slow roller. Ryder Davis trying to make the play to second and safe. So another missed opportunity, an error on the play. As that pulled Everly off the bag at second base. So back-to-back errors. First and second, nobody out. Oldham steps in, takes one outside for ball one. Oldham in his first at-bat, an RBI single. Also reached on a fielder's choice. He has scored both times he has been up. More opportunity here for Hiawatha in the third. Next pitch is upstairs, and it's two balls and no strikes. Rocky at second, Bredemeyer at first. This one's ripped down the right field line, and it is fair. Extra bases for Xavier Oldham. Another run is in. It is now 9-0 as they stop Bredemeyer at third. Rocky scores from second base. Bredemeyer again stopping at third. So now second and third with nobody out. And the power right-handed shortstop, Sam Dunn, had a couple home runs in this tournament, including one in game one. They'll show bunt, puts one down beautifully down the first base line. The play is at first, and it hits Dunn in the back. And it skips away into shallow right center field, and another run is in. Bredemeyer scores from third. It's now 10-0, and everyone is safe. So now Joe Bryan steps in, Ryan had an RBI single in his last at-bat. Takes one low there. Oldham's at third. Dunn is at first. Count one ball and one strike here on Bryan. Ground ball through the hole, and it's into center field for a hit. Oldham scores from third. They stop Dunn at second base. Bryan with another run driven in. It is now 11-0 Hiawatha. That brings up Tyler Willick, who doubled in a run in his last at-bat. Takes one in there for a strike. He also had an RBI ground out in the first. Still nobody out in the bottom of the third. Three more runs have scored for Hiawatha. There's a throw to second, and it gets away into center field. And that allows Dunn to take third base. Bryan will stay put at first. So now first and third with still nobody out. And five errors by Doniphan County here in this ball game. And another fastball that misses outside. Count evens up, one ball and one strike. Willick again is driven in two tonight. Swing and a miss here, makes it one ball and two strikes. RBI hits for Oldham and Bryan in the inning. This one's popped up right side, shallow right field towards the foul line, and the catch is made for the first out. Everyone stays put, and that'll bring up Tyler Davis. So the first out's recorded. Willick retired. That brings up Tyler Davis, who has reached twice. Fielder's choice and a bunt single. First pitch by Davis, up and outside for ball one. Five in the first, three in the second, three more here in the third. 11-0 Hiawatha. Still batting in this inning. Davis takes one on the inside corner for a strike. One ball and one strike. And the pitch just missing. And now two balls and one strike here on Tyler Davis. He's got Dunn at third, Bryan at first. Pitch by Davis in the dirt. Nice stop there by the catcher, Grable. Makes it 3-1. Cooper Jacobson due up next. It's been a dominant game so far for Hiawatha. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Good location there by Davis, and the count runs full at 3-2. So three balls, two strikes. Runners at the corners with one out. And it's fouled straight back, so we'll do it again at 3-2. Eleven runs on eight hits so far for Hiawatha. Threatening to bat around for a third consecutive inning. Here's the pitch. In there for a strike three call. The runner will take second base. That's Joel Bryan, but a big second out. So now Cooper Jacobson, runners at second and third with two down after Davis retired on strikes. Jacobson, an RBI ground out in the first, reached on a fielder's choice in the second, batting for a third time in his many innings, and now he rips one towards right field. Coming in on it is Fumler, and he lets it drop for a hit. Both runs will score. It is 13-0 as Jacobson comes through with a two-out single. Now it's the number nine hitter, Josh Smith. Five more runs have scored for Hiawatha in the third. 13-0 our score. Josh Smith 0 for 2 with 2 strikeouts. He has Jacobson at first with 2 down. Davis's pitch is outside for ball 1. So Hiawatha sent 9 to the plate in the first, 9 to the plate in the second. Here's the ninth man up in the third. That one's fouled straight back, 1 ball and 1 strike. Davis's pitch, just missing low and away, makes it 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacobson at first, next pitch in the dirt outside, makes it 3 balls and 1 strike. Ashton Rocky due up next. Here's the kick and fire, fouled out of play. And the count now full, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Davis fires. Popped up, but foul. And we'll do it again at 3-2. Davis fires the 3-2. Smith gets a bat on it, pops it up left side, and it's going to be the shortstop Everly to go out to shallow left to make the catch, and that will retire the side. Third straight inning, Hiawatha bats around. 5 more score. They lead it 13-0.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton. For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call in, carry out, or eat in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
Start of the fourth inning, all Hiawatha so far, 13-0. They play 5 more in the third. 13 runs, 9 hits. Doniphan County, no runs, 2 hits in this championship game of this Zone 1 AA tournament as it wraps up here in this final game tonight, with the winner off to Topeka next week for the state tournament. Doniphan County will face Tyler Willick again, and it will be Cole Franken to lead things off for Doniphan County. Willick's first pitch, just missing outside for ball 1. Franken lined out to center his first time up. The 1-0 in there for a strike. Now 1 ball and 1 strike. So Franken going back to game number 1, 0 for 4 combined. Now he rips this one to center field, and there's a leadoff single. So Franken, a nice sharp shot there. A line drive to center, and he's on to lead off the top of the fourth. That'll bring up Preston Christensen, a left fielder. Blew out to right his first time up. Franken at first, nobody down. First pitch in the dirt. 4 ball number 1. He had a single and a run scored in the first game. Count 1-0. Willick out of the stretch, fires. Missing upstairs, makes it 2 balls and no strikes. So Doniphan County trying to do something here, as Franken's going to take off, and now he's caught in a rundown. Back to first. Brian's going to chase him down and tag him out. Read beautifully by Tyler Willick. Steps off the rubber right when Franken took off, and a few tosses back and forth. Ultimately, Brian applies the tag, and Franken is out number one. So now one out, nobody on. And the count 2-0 on Christensen, and he takes in there for strike one. And the 2-1 by Willick is swung on and missed, and from 2-0 to 2-2. Hiawatha, a 13-0 lead here in the top of the fourth. Ground ball right side. Smith plays it to first to Brian for out number two. That'll bring up Kobe Davis, who singled in his first at-bat and was able to get to third base and was stranded there in the second. As Willick is pitched well here in this second game. First pitch to Davis, fouled straight back. It's 0-1. So after get out of the inning, fake next pitch in the dirt, makes it 1-1. Next pitch by Willick is in the dirt for ball number two. Now 2-1. Next pitch is up and in. Makes it 3-1. So Franken led the inning off with a single and then was caught in a rundown. Tagged for the first out, and then Christensen grounded out to second. Now this one's popped up. Center field. A little bit farther than originally looked. Rocky backs up and makes the catch to record the out to retire the side. So another zero on the board for Doniphan County. We head to the bottom of the fourth, 13-0, Hiawatha.
It's fair time again in Jackson County, and GN Bank encourages the community to come out and enjoy the annual fair. Come see the livestock exhibits, cooking, sewing, and other projects completed by the 4-H'ers. Come out and experience rural and small-town America at its best. Wave to your friends and neighbors in the parade on Wednesday evening around the Holton Courthouse Square. It's always great to be a part of the traditions in our community. This invitation brought to you by GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
KNZA.
Legion Baseball here on KNZA, brought to you by C&K Service, your independent tire dealer in Sabetha. C&K helping you get there safe. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu. Kime TS Trucking of Sabetha, offering great employment packages and options for truck drivers. And Sailor Insurance of Sabetha and Seneca, online at sailorinsurance.com. We start the bottom of the fourth, 13-0, Hiawatha. First pitch from Kobe Davis to Ashton Rocky is low and inside for ball number one. Hiawatha has batted around in all three innings so far. Fourth at bat for Rocky. He has reached all three times. A couple of singles and also reaching on an error. Well, now 1-1. Next pitch by Davis, low and inside. And it's 2-1. So Hiawatha, they scored 5 in the first, 3 in the second, 5 more in the third. Next pitch by Davis in the dirt, and it's 3-1. And the 3-1 by Davis, is in there for a strike. And the count runs full. It's 3-2. Rocky will be followed by Bredemeyer and Oldham here this inning. And the full count pitch is low and inside for ball four. And Rocky is on for a fourth time. Here's Carson Bredemeyer. He has walked twice and has reached on an error and has scored two runs. And the pitch by Davis is fouled away. So Hiawatha, their first game in this tournament was Sunday afternoon. They beat Corning 3-1. Then lost to Doniphan County Monday night 16-9, and then they beat Seneca last night 25-2, and needed to beat Doniphan County twice tonight. They won game one 9-1. Now they're up 13-0 here in game two. There's a steal attempt, and Ashton Rocky in there safely with a stolen base, his second tonight. So the count here on Bredemeyer is 1-2. Here's the pitch by Davis, and this one's hit well towards center field. Coming in on it is Franken. He'll make the catch. No advance by Rocky at second, and there's the first out. Xavier Oldham now checks in. He has got a single, a double. He has driven in two and has scored three runs. Also reached on a fielder's choice. Got a runner at second and one out. Fouls the first pitch straight back. And it's 0-1. Davis works quickly. Next pitch just missing. A little bit up and inside. One ball and one strike. Fouls another one straight back into the screen and makes it 1-2. So one ball, two strikes. You got Rocky at second base. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. Next pitch just missing inside. Makes it two balls and two strikes. Davis fires upstairs. Now the count full at 3-2 with Sam Dunn up next. And the 3-2. Ground ball, but it's foul. So another chance here at 3-2. Rocky led off the inning with a walk, stole second. Bredemeyer lined out to center for the first out. Now Oldham here up at the count 3-2. And the pitch is grounded left side, just foul. And a third pitch coming up here at 3-2. And what's been just a solid night for Hiawatha in both games. They have put together solid performances. Good pitch there, though, by Kobe Davis, and that's going to be strike three on the outside corner. And Oldham is retired for out number two. That'll bring up Sam Dunn. Now a meeting coming up on the hill for Doniphan County. And it looks like we're going to have a pitching change. So we will step aside. Bottom of the fourth, it is 13-0 Hiawatha. Pitching change for Doniphan County, and we're back in a moment.
Anderson Meats in Troy is looking to hire some extra help. If you've worked in the meat cutting business before, or if you'd like to learn more about it, here's your opportunity. This is a full-time position, and they will provide training. Your pay and wage depends on your experience. Anderson Meats are also taking future appointments for meat processing, so give them a call and set up your appointment. Soon, they'll be opening their retail sales area to the public. Keep listening for the details. Anderson Meats in Troy, on Last Chance Road. Call 785-985-2292.
The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company was established in 1871 and is the oldest state-chartered bank in Kansas. The M&J Banks are a branch of the Bank of Blue Valley, offering commercial, business, and personal banking while allowing you to manage your finances around the clock with anytime banking featuring online and mobile options. The Moreland James Bank and Trust Company. Stop by branch locations in Hiawatha, Sabetha, or log on to mjbtrc.com. Member FDIC.
KNZA.
Ryder Davis, the new pitcher for Doniphan County, trying to get out of the bottom of the fourth inning as he replaces Kobe Davis. His night is done. He'll take over at second base as Sam Dunn is set to check in with Ashton Rocky at second base and two outs. 13-0 Hiawatha. 1AA zone tournament championship. Hiawatha had to win game one between these two. They did with a 9-1 victory. And now they lead it 13-0 in game two in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch by Ryder Davis to Sam Dunn is low for ball one. Dunn has reached three times, twice via an error. He's also reached on a fielder's choice. He has scored three runs. Rocky at second, the 1-0. Just missing. Now two balls and no strikes. So Ryder Davis with 2-0 count fires, and there's a strike that clips the outside corner, makes it two balls and one strike. Here's the 2-1, and a swing and a miss. Good pitch there by Ryder Davis, and the count evens up, two balls and two strikes. So a chance to get out of the inning. Here is the 2-2 and a grounder. Kobe Davis at second to first and in time for the out. So Ryder Davis does his job, records the final outs, and we head to the fifth, the final opportunity here for Doniphan County. They need at least four to keep it alive. They're down 13-0.
Does summer make you think of childhood camping experiences? Maybe it reminds you to pack lightly, but be prepared for anything. Hi, this is Janet Olson of Union State Bank of Everest. Today we invite you to stop in or call us about the new memories you want to make. We will be there for every step with a full range of checking, savings, and loan options to lighten your load along your next adventure. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Kansaland Radio.
And to the fifth inning we go. Hiawatha in control, 13-0 over Doniphan County, looking to advance to the Legion Ace Ball State Tournament next week in Topeka. They can close things out here in this inning. Doniphan County will need four. As Gunnar Smith came in for Jacobson in right field for Hiawatha, as Tyler Willick looks to shut the door here, as Gavin Fumler will lead things off for Doniphan County. Fumler, Leibel, and Studer. Two up for Doniphan County, again down 13-0 here in the fifth. They need to put something together here to keep this game alive. Here's a shot to right center field. Ashton Rocky on the run and makes a athletic running catch in the gap. He has been solid on the defensive end tonight. Another good play in right center for out number one. That'll bring up Alex Leibel. Leibel lined out to first base his first time up. Pitch by Willick in there for a strike. So what a summer being put together here by Hiawatha, first winning season since 2006. And two outs away from getting an opportunity to play in the state tournament next week. Next one to Lavell outside, one ball and one strike. Here's Willick's next pitch. Ground ball off the glove of Willick. Kicks towards the shortstop. He's not going to be able to get there in time, and Lavell will be safe. So a hard shot is Willick off his glove. It ricocheted towards Dunn at short and just not able to get there and get Lavell out. So he's at first with one out. That brings up Brock Studer. Line out to center his first time up. First pitch by Willick. Hit towards the left side. Backhanded by Dunn. To second for one. To first. And in time for the double play, and the ball game is over. And Hiawatha Grauman in the two-game sweep, 13-0 in game two. And we'll tell you all about it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After I drop the kids off, I have to run across town for a meeting, hit the gym during lunch, Jake has soccer tonight, and Emily has gymnastics? Oh, did I turn on the crock pot this morning?
With a never-ending to-do list, it's easy to forget something important, like setting up a life insurance plan with Shelter Insurance. Your local Shelter agent can show you how to create a safety net for your family. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Call your local Shelter agents, Don Fate in Holton, or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas, along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo, or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
KNZA.
An impressive night for Hiawatha as they win the 1AA zone baseball tournament here in Wathena. They needed to win two against the top seed Doniphan County tonight, and they do just that as they were victorious in game one by a 9-1 final and then dominant here in game two, 13-0 in five innings. As they win it, and they are on to the state tournament in Topeka next week, as they got out to an early 5-0 lead as they scored five in the first. They got RBI hits from Xavier Oldham, RBI groundouts as well from Tyler Willick and Cooper Jacobson, and then they would add three more in the third, highlighted by an RBI double from Tyler Willick, and then five more runs in the third. As Xavier Oldham had an RBI double. Sam Dunn drove in a run. Joel Bryan had an RBI single. And then Cooper Jacobson capped that inning off with a two-run single. And another great pitching performance. This time it was Tyler Willick. And credit to him after catching four games in three nights in what was, you know, very hot and humid weather. Called upon in the final game here to shut down a very talented Doniphan County team, and he did just that. No runs, four hits for Doniphan County in this one tonight. Defensively, they struggled. They had five errors in the game, and Doniphan County falls here after heading into this tournament as the top seed. Hiawatha was the three seed entering this tournament, and they fight their way through with some big wins, and they were impressive tonight. 9-1 in game one, 13-0. In game number two. Final line, 13 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, 6 left on base for Hiawatha. And for Doniphan County, they had no runs, 4 hits, 5 errors, and they left 2 on base. Well, the celebration is on for Hiawatha. They'll be in Topeka next week, representing the area in the state Legion Baseball Tournament. And we'll have coverage for you, and we will obviously have that coverage for you next week. And once we get the brackets and information there, we will get that out to you first thing. But Hiawatha, again, victorious in two games tonight over Doniphan. Again, now time to announce our McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca player of the game. And what was an impressive performance again from Hiawatha with a 13-0 win in five innings in game number two. Well, just kind of running through the lineup here again, you could make the argument for certainly a handful of players for Hiawatha, but again, I think a safe play here would be Tyler Willick, just because of the scenario he was kind of put in. Offensively, he did drive in a couple of runs. He had a double as well, but against this very potent offense of Donovan, they holding them to no runs in five innings after, again, catching four games in three nights, and, of course, catching the first game in this doubleheader, another hot night here in Wathena, and then going out there and pitching the way he did. He got some great help from his defense, but Tyler Willick, our player of the game, brought to you by McDonald's of Hiawatha and Seneca. So Hiawatha wins the tournament. They beat Donovan County 9-1 and 13-0. Once we get the state information, we'll get that out to you on the air and on our website at mscsports.net. So thanks for hanging out with us. We'll talk to you next week for more Legion Baseball as we'll have the coverage of Hiawatha in Topeka. For Colin in studio, I'm Brandon Tadman. Thanks for listening to Legion Baseball here on KNZA 103.9 FM.